And I was scared of failing. I was scared of being in business and being successful and getting money in monthly and having this great bank account and fucking it all up by...
This is the Paul Gough Audio Experience. Whether you call yourself a PT, a physical therapist, or a physiotherapist, and wherever you're listening to this right now, this is for you. It is me revealing everything I can to help make you a more successful business owner. Thanks for listening. It means the absolute world to me.
Hey everyone, this is Rebecca, your client success manager here. I help members of the Paul Gough community get the most out of our products and services. Today, I have the privilege of bringing to you this episode of the Paul Gough Audio Experience. In this installment of the Ultimate CEO Competition, you'll be tuning in to Christine Astorita's presentation from Long Island, New York. Tune in to hear Christine talk about the journey of opening a special needs pediatric clinic, how she was able to overcome her fear of making enough money to actually hire a team, and how she has been able to change her business model to sustain not only her business, but the needs of her community as well. If Christine's story inspires you to be the leader your clinic needs in 2021, this is your chance to learn from clinic owners just like her. On March 6th and 7th, Paul is hosting this year's Ultimate CEO Competition live here in Orlando, Florida, and it is also online, so you can watch it from the comfort of your own home. To reserve your spot, head to paulsbigevent.com. Don't forget, Shark Tank superstar Kevin O'Leary will be the keynote speaker and will be answering all of your questions about running a successful business and being a leader in your clinic this coming weekend as well. Again, all you need to do is head to paulsbigevent.com to secure your seat from the comfort of your own home. I hope to see you here in person or online this weekend. Let's get this show started.
We've got our next one, our eighth ultimate CEO. Our eighth ultimate CEO prepared for this by telling me she wasn't going to revise and spend time preparing. She was going to go out partying in Orlando, pull an all-nighter, drink shots till she couldn't see, and then run up to the stage. Was that the case? Excellent. All right, but before she did that, she increased her revenue by $170,000. She increased her profit by 42%. And she reduced her clinic hours from over 50 hours down to less than 5. Once again, make all of the noise for Christine Astorita! Don't you know? Enjoy.
The lights are really bright. So, great, this is what it's like to face your biggest fears. Anyway, so how my journey started. First of all, thank you all for reading my novel that I wrote in that booklet. You probably didn't make it all the way through, so hopefully this will finish it up. But I started Breakthrough PT in July of 2017, and I opened it because I noticed that there was such a need for programs for children and adults with special needs. That is where my whole heart is and with that population. And I've always wanted to open my own clinic. And so I decided to just take the leap. I had at the time worked for a pediatric hospital in home care, and so was able to transition from home care with the flexible schedule to then transitioning to my business full time and continuing to grow from there. So I was solo. I wore all the hats, as many of you have done or are currently doing, and now have a team of 4, which includes me. And we are in an awesome position thanks to CEO, so I'm excited to tell you about that. So my biggest challenge leading me to CEO was when I opened, I didn't have any marketing system, and I still don't, to be completely honest. But we are such a specialized clinic that we just get word of mouth referrals. And we grew so fast, and the special needs community is so tight-knit that people just heard about us and wanted to come, and it was great. And I was seeing so many kids, and I was like, this is so awesome. I'm helping so many families. And until I started to get really drained, and many of you have children, so I'm sure you know that kids suck the life out of you. And transferring and lifting and having to put cones on your head all day and be talking a silly voice becomes really draining when you do that for over 50 hours a week. And so I have bigger goals for this business, and I was really interested in CEO, and luckily Paul was like, yeah, come on. And so thank God, because I would have been exactly where I was last year if I had not been in CEO. I was completely stuck in the model. I was seeing clients. We only offered one level of service, so we were just offering one-on-one PT, typically one-hour sessions, but we also offered intensive programs, which were three-week programs. And that was it. That was all I offered, and I was drained, frustrated, and so exhausted at the end of every single day. But we were still making money, and I was saving lots of money, and it was really cool to look at it in my bank account. But we didn't have enough cash flow to grow. So I arrived in January's meeting, and when I was prepping this document, I was saying to my boyfriend, I was like, he can't tell me to raise my rates. I will not be that person, because I'm at the top of my market, and I, to the point as my defense mechanism against Paul telling me to raise my rates, I split up into percentages how many people pay for my services with grants, how many people pay with out-of-network reimbursement, and there was not a single one of my clients that pays fully out of pocket for my services. How could Paul tell me to raise my rates, right? So I went into CEO and said, I'm stuck. I treat all day, every day, holding baby dolls on a treadmill. And I want to grow this business to be something really big. And I don't know what to do about it. Basically, from that first meeting, we discovered that I needed to change my business model. Super easy, quick thing to do, by the way. So it only took till now. But we determined that I needed to have different levels of services. So we expanded our services to not only be one-on-one, but we discussed adding in group classes, which would then be my most profitable service, as well as higher level service for people that wanted to pay more, which I still did not believe that people wanted to actually give me more money. Oh, wait, maybe I should go back to that. There's more to this. So then throughout the journey, I started rumbling with the feelings of, okay, I have to change my business model, I have to change my pricing structure, and ultimately I would come back stuck every single time in CEO because I still hadn't raised my rates. And I will never forget, in July, I sat there in the boardroom and I cried at the table. I legitimately cried in front of these people, and they will vouch for it. Horribly humiliating. And I said, I just couldn't grasp the concept of charging these people more money. They go through so much. I am a trusted provider. They can't find providers that they trust. And then I'm gonna say, you have to pay me more, and you have to pay on a monthly base. No, we're only doing subscription payments now, and that's it. Otherwise you can't get service. And that was really, really, really hard for me to put in small terms. I took on the guilt that if a parent had said, okay, well, I can't come here anymore, I can't afford to come to you anymore, that kid was then not gonna be able to get help. And I would picture it in my head of this poor kid that was not getting services because I would look like I just wanted more money and I needed to raise my rates so that I could hire a PT and hire all this staff. And damn, that was really friggin' hard. And everyone in the group was like, well, what is holding you back? What is it? And Paul repeatedly said, you are doing this for them. You are not doing this to them. And I was like, yeah, I know. But I never really believed it. And there was a day after our July CEO meeting, and I started to believe it a little bit, but it was a journey. A day I sat in my office on a Sunday, and I worked out all these subscription-based payment models for my new services, group, one-on-one, whatever else. And my boyfriend was there too, and luckily he's pretty quiet, so it was silence, I could work. And I sat there and I finally finished the payment model, and it sounds so corny, I knew this would sound really corny, but I like threw my pen down, and I was like, holy shit. And I had to walk out of the room and walk around because I was like, I finally fucking get it. I finally actually believed that I was doing this for them and not to them, and that by changing my entire business model, by raising my rates and doing subscription-based payments, that I will now be able to serve them in such a better way, and I will be able to expand my services to other states. I mean, I have really big goals for this business, and now these kids across the world are gonna get care from Breakthrough PT because I was able to make this a scalable business. And that was my journey through CEO this year, and that was my biggest challenge. So Paul, when he was making us do this PowerPoint, he made us do a number slide, but I really didn't want to do the slide, to be honest, because I feel that this is all the effect. These numbers, the numbers increasing, the clinical hours, whatever else, the revenue, is all the effect level. And what the cause is the person that I had to become to make those changes, to see that those numbers change. And that was the real journey. It was a journey of personal growth. I don't even consider the numbers great. Of course, obviously, you have to as business owners. But this is all the effect of a very long personal journey this year in 2019 that I took. And as scary as it was, a huge win for us was I didn't have to have a single conversation with any of my clients about switching to subscription-based payment. My sister, who works for me up front, did all of that after multiple conversations we had. And we were able to convert nearly all of everybody with raised rates. And the one person that we didn't convert will be coming back to us. And so now we are in an incredible position at the end of this year where we have predictable cash flow and where we can only go up from here. So for the next 6 to 12 months, we have predictable cash flow, which will make tomorrow when I do my budgeting super easy, where now I can continue to focus on the things that I need to because of these changes that I was able to make with the help of everyone in my group challenging me. How the journey has changed me. So I promised myself that I wasn't gonna cry up here, so I'm really gonna try. But for me, everything was personal this year, and it's who you become through this journey that changes your business. And I had to overcome so much of myself. I identified myself with so many false beliefs and self-limiting beliefs. I was so scared that these parents were gonna think, and some probably do, and some people probably still will, think that I'm in it for the money. And that is the furthest thing from the truth. It's so that I can provide care for kids across the world with this treatment. And I, as hard as that was, I had to see the bigger vision. I had to see that there was more to this. I couldn't keep staying stuck and achieve what I wanted to achieve and be the person that I wanted to be if I didn't overcome this. And I was scared of failing. I was scared of being in business and being successful and getting money in monthly and having this great bank account and fucking it all up by totally not converting anybody, failing, not being able to get anybody else into the new model, and not being able to provide care to these kids that they deserve. And I was so scared of that that I let that keep me stuck for some time. And through this journey, I've gained so much confidence in myself to see past that and to stay bigger picture. I was so stressed out about it throughout the whole year, and I kind of like hate that I was like that, because I didn't enjoy the journey because I was so fearful. I was so friggin' scared of everything, that I was gonna fuck everything up and that these kids were gonna hate me and these parents weren't gonna give their kids care. And after I finally made that aha moment, I actually started really enjoying every single day. And the days, like, there still be sometimes where I have to jump back into treatment and do more hours if we have more clients. And I still love every single piece of it because I have so much clarity of where this business is going now. And that is huge for me. I was able to take my first vacation in 3 years, which that's a picture by Mount St. Helen, which was really exciting. And I will now make it a priority how Paul always says that you cannot base your life around the business. You base the business around your life, and I will forever carry that moving forward. And overall, I've learned to believe in myself, and I know that I can change so many more lives and make such a bigger impact in this community with a scalable business model now that I've overcome these fears. And do not get me wrong, there are going to be so many more fears along the way, and I'm sure that everyone in my group is going to have to kick me in the ass again in February when we meet again. But we have changed our entire business model. We have raised our rates, and we are still able to serve the population in such a unique way and serve these families in such a unique way. And I couldn't be more fulfilled with that. So a look into 2020. So the plan is to hire another PT in Q1, and I will completely be able to step out of client care. Really cool and exciting. And hopefully double in revenue, that's the goal. Develop a marketing system, because I literally have done no marketing to get my business to where it is today. I probably shouldn't be admitting that, but so now I actually have to go back to Accelerator, which was the first course I took with Paul anyway, and actually learn some stuff. I'd love to save money for expanding to a larger space and take 2 vacations, not including CEO or mastermind events. What I've learned about myself. So I've learned that self-awareness is everything, that the more that you can reflect on who you are and why you behave the way that you behave, you understand people so much better. Understanding yourself so much better allows you to respond. It puts you in so much more control. You don't react to things the way you used to. You have a better understanding of people, and you have less expectations of others. And it has significantly changed not only my business, but my whole entire life, my relationship, my family relationships, and it has taken me to a new level of fulfillment that I didn't even think was possible. Again, how to believe myself instead of identifying myself with what others could and will think of me. I've always struggled with self-confidence, and I think that moving forward, having that bigger picture vision of this business and where it will go will allow me to just, it's never gonna be easy, but to just keep pushing forward regardless, because you have the faith and belief in yourself that you can and will be successful. And that I think I finally believe that I actually deserve the success that I've achieved so far. And truly understanding that I cannot help every child and family that comes to me, that I'm going to face judgment, but I'll be able to serve so many more families because of it. And that is my CEO story. I just want to say, like how Paul has mentioned earlier today, like, how bad do you want it, and how bad do you see the bigger vision for yourself and for your business, and what are you going to sacrifice to get it? That was my story this year, and I've had to sacrifice a lot of pieces of me that I didn't know that I needed to, and never be afraid to keep doing that, because we all will have to change who we are to keep moving forward. And if you really believe that something is possible and that you have these huge goals, then you can do it. You're just gonna have to become a different person to get there. And it's gonna be painful. But if I can do it in a very long period of, what is it, November, 11 months, you can do it too. And so I just wanna say thank you to my CEO group and Paul for believing in me and for supporting and challenging me through this entire journey and dealing with my very emotional self. So thank you so much, and thank you for listening to my story.
Thank you for listening to Paul Gough's audio experience. If you're brand new to Paul's world, head on over to paulsmarketingbook.com, where you can get started with his number one best-selling marketing book for physical therapists. Or if you've been listening to the show for a while, you like what you hear and you think that you could benefit from this type of help to accelerate the growth and profitability of your practice, reach out to Paul's team at paul@paulgough.com and tell us exactly what you're looking for. And by the way, if you know someone who would benefit from today's show, please share it with them. And if you've got any questions that you want answered, tweet Paul at @thepaulgough using the hashtag AskPG. You can also find all of these details over in today's show notes. All right, until next time, have a wonderful day.